U.S. says its August drone strike in Kabul killed 10 civilians, including children, and The Crown wins Emmy for Best Drama Series. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Monday, September 20th. A U.S. drone strike in Kabul last month killed as many as 10 civilians, including 7 children, the U.S. military has admitted, apologizing for what it called a tragic mistake. The Pentagon had said the August 29 strike targeted a Daesh suicide bomber who posed an imminent threat to U.S.-led troops at Kabul airport. Imal Ahmadi, a survivor whose 10 family members were killed in the strike, has demanded those responsible be punished, saying Washington's apology was not enough. France has pulled out from a defense meeting with the UK as the rift deepens over a new security deal between the Kingdom, US, and Australia. The two-day talks have been postponed from this week to a later date. That's according to a former British ambassador. France is frustrated over Australia signing the so-called AUKUS deal with the US and UK, which would get Canberra nuclear-powered submarines. This resulted in Australia cancelling a major weapons contract with Paris. President Vladimir Putin's party is on track to win a strong majority in a three-day parliamentary election following a harsh crackdown on the opposition. Most opposition politicians were barred from running as they were linked to jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Allies of Navalny plan to use an app to help voters find candidates to defeat United Russia, but the app was removed by Apple and Google on election day. The Lebanese parliament is voting on the Mikati government and will be discussing its draft program and plans. New Prime Minister Najib Mikati's government was formed on September 10th after a year of political deadlock that exacerbated a crippling economic crisis. Mikati's government is already facing challenges, with Lebanon's Hezbollah unilaterally importing Iranian fuel at risk of international sanctions. And finally, The Crown has won the Best Drama Series at the Emmys, while Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso took Best Comedy Series honors. The Crown stars Olivia Colman and Josh O'Connor also won top drama acting honors, with Jason Sudeikis, star of Ted Lasso, a winner on the comedy side. This year's show was far from last year's pandemics that were shot from home, with guests in masks and plenty of hugs and kisses going round, but after presenting vaccine certificates. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.